Switzerland toughens rules on corporate pay.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. And we'll start in Switzerland, where voters have approved a referendum to curb executive pay. The move comes less than a week after the European Union announced plans to cap banker bonuses. Marketplace's Christopher Wirth joins us live from London with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what is Switzerland doing exactly, Christopher?
Well, what Switzerland has done is given shareholders very strong powers to limit the big corporate pay packages that have become so common lately. There's been a lot of public anger over pay in Switzerland. You had a big case last month where the Swiss pharmaceutical company Novartis gave a $78 million goodbye to its departing chairman. And that money was later handed back, but there was so much backlash, and it really galvanized the mood around this vote over the weekend. And the new rules also restrict companies from paying out these big, extravagant bonuses to departing executives, what we call a golden parachute, and it limits the amount of bonuses that can be paid to incoming chairmen as well.
Now, how do these rules compare to other parts of the world at this point?
Well, you know, in the U.S., we've seen something sort of similar in Dodd-Frank, where that has set out new rules that allow shareholders to weigh in on shareholder pay. But the big difference is those are non-binding, whereas in Switzerland, these new rules allow for companies to actually implement jail time for people who break these rules. And with all this going on in Europe, you might wonder if this puts a lot of pressure on the U.S. and other countries to implement similar laws. I asked Louise Cooper, a financial analyst at CooperCity.co.uk, what she thinks.
Well, if they were smart, they would grab the competitive advantage that Europe and Switzerland has given them and not crack down on executive pay.
So, Jeremy, she says this is a great opportunity for countries like China and India to attract companies and develop their own financial services industries.
Marketplace's Christopher Wirth in London. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeremy.